Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Sahaki. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Werber. Batting third. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bob Seeds. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gordon Rhodes. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gordon Rhodes. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer bunts towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Bishop moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. Bishop scores. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman who is chasing the ball. Werber reaches third base with a triple. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 1, Red Sox, 1. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Werber scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cook moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus bunts towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Cook moves to third. Hodapp moves to second. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Higgins moves to second. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Higgins moves to third. Sahaki moves to second. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Higgins scores. Sahaki moves to third. Earnshaw moves to second. It's Athletics, 2, Red Sox, 2. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-0 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Sahaki scores. Earnshaw moves to third. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earnshaw scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Athletics. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive towards third. Higgins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Sahaki settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Werber hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fox strikes out. 1 out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sahaki hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cook strikes out. 1 out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a line drive towards left. Johnson chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Johnson. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-0 in the game. McManus hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Athletics, 4, Red Sox, 4. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oliver. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Oliver steals second. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-1 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Oliver trying to get to home. Johnson throws the ball into Cochran who tags Oliver, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Seeds moves to second. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seeds scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Farrell moves to second. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rhodes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney pinch hits for George Earnshaw. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Peterson now pitching. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Peterson covering. Safe. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Cook moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sahaki misplays the ball. That's an error on Sahaki. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rhodes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sahaki hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman who is chasing the ball. Werber reaches third base with a triple. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hodapp hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dale Alexander now playing first base. Bob Seeds now playing left field. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Coleman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 5, Red Sox, 5. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Oliver scores. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Farrell moves to third. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 3 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sahaki hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 4 in the game, with two triples. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cook hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sahaki scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cook moves to second. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McManus hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Majeski pinch hits for Jim Peterson. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 6, Red Sox, 6. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lefty Grove now pitching. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sahaki scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-4 in the game. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sahaki hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Rhodes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sahaki fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-5 in the game, with two triples. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alexander moves to third. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Cook hits a line drive towards short. Sahaki reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hodapp is walked intentionally. Werber moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McManus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller pinch hits for Lefty Grove. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bishop moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Bishop scores. There goes Kramer trying to get to home. Oliver throws the ball into Werber, who relays the ball to Farrell, who tags Kramer, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. It's 7-6, Athletics. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seeds, who is chasing the ball. Coleman reaches third base with a triple. Johnson scores. It's 8-6, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gaël Clayzet now pitching. Bob Johnson now playing center field. Bing Miller now playing left field. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Seeds takes first base on ball 4. Oliver moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Farrell bunts towards the mound. Clayzet fields it and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to third. Seeds moves to second. One out. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Gordon Rhodes. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Oliver scores. Seeds moves to third. 2 outs. It's 8-7, Athletics. Bernie Friberg pinch hits for Dale Alexander. Bernie Friberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friberg takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 3-for-6 in the game, with a single and 2 triples. He's got 1 RBI. Werber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Werber reaches second base with a double. Seeds scores. There goes Friberg trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's Athletics, 8, Red Sox, 8. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Marty McManus now playing first base. Bernie Friberg now playing third base. Lloyd Brown now pitching. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cochran moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Dib Williams pinch hits for Ed Sahaki. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Cochran moves to third. Higgins moves to second. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cochran scores. Higgins scores. Miller moves to second. It's 10-8, Athletics. Gaël Clayzet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clayzet hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. Bishop moves to second. It's 11-8, Athletics. Johnny Welch now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. Bishop moves to third. 2 outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 3-for-6 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dib Williams now playing shortstop. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 3-for-6 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cook hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Cook reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McManus hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop catches it and throws to first to double up Hodapp. 2 outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Oliver hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 8. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.